About 40 years ago, the day before preaching on this very parable, I decided to clear the weeds around the parsonage with my new weed whacker. I was on a mission to weed whack around the entire house, and I did. When Jo got home, I asked her how she liked my work. She wasn't exactly enthusiastic, saying, "It looks good, except you killed all my mums." Oops. The week before, as I was working on the computer in the house, she planted mums so they'd have strong roots for the fall. A major point in today's parable is that it's not up to us as disciples to be destructive. The disciples of Jesus are planted in the world to give life to the world, not to destroy. In the Palestine of Jesus, there was a plant called darnel. Today's botanists call it Lolium temulentum. Lolium temulentum. It impersonates wheat. It's even called false wheat. That's easier to pronounce, false wheat. Darnel. It's toxic, and in high doses, it can even be fatal. This is the weed that Jesus was talking about in his parable. A farmer's enemies planted this false wheat into a wheat field. Last Sunday's parable was about seed planting, planting good seeds. That was also the beginning of today's parable. But today's parable is about weed planting. An enemy of the farmer planted weeds. Jesus is pointing out there is evil in the world. Now, at the beginning, these two plants look alike. The wheat and the darnel, they look so much alike you can't really tell them apart. So the farmer says the best thing to do is let them grow together. And at harvest, the head of the darnel, the false wheat, is upright, slender, and black. The wheat is heavy, and the plant droops, and the head is golden brown. You can picture the wheat as golden brown. So the weeds were evil. They make you sick. In fact, according to Roman law, it was illegal to plant darnel. But wheat is good. It's good for making breads and cereals and pastries. Jesus is describing life here. The good and the bad exist in the world and they grow together. It's not up to us to be destructive. It's not up to us to judge what will happen to anyone at the harvest. It's never up to us to decide what happens to another person's soul. At harvest, only God is the judge of salvation. One way I look at this parable is to think about my individual soul as a garden. In the garden of my soul, there's a mix of good and bad. In my soul, there's both wheat and darnel. Some weeds in our individual souls are pretty easy to recognize. Within us, we have seeds of wrongdoing, dishonesty, unjustified anger, greed, disrespect, hatred. I like to think of my soul, the garden of my soul, as a healthy garden. But I know better. There are weeds in my soul. That's why I love that we have a time of confession every time we gather for worship. Our souls can be a messy mix of wheat and weeds. As disciples, we believe that God is the divine farmer of our souls. And this farmer is patient with us. Thanks be to God for being patient with my soul. Our divine farmer sent us a Savior. Our divine farmer sends us the Holy Spirit to help grow the good that is within us and to confess the weeds within us. In Christ and by the Holy Spirit, the good within us will not be destroyed. When I look at my soul, I see a messy mixture of weeds and wheat. And I cannot expect someone else to be perfect. It's not healthy for me to spend my spiritual energy trying to get the weeds out of someone else by judging them. One of our most basic teachings as Lutherans is that we're saints and sinners at the same time. The garden of our souls has both wheat and weeds. So this parable is a parable about faith. By the cross of Christ, the weeds of sin are removed, forgiven from the garden of our souls. By divine forgiveness, the weeds of our souls are cast out into the furnace of fire and burned. That's what happens in our time of confession. That's what God does, takes the weeds of our sin out of our souls and throws them into a furnace of fire. And then we are cleansed. And when the weeds are gone and they're burned in this furnace of fire, what remains within us is good and holy. We're redeemed for eternal glory. God's forgiveness is a holy thing and cleanses our souls. Unfortunately, this is what Jesus is talking about. Unfortunately, the enemy returns and plants more weeds. Weed planting is never ending, never stops until the harvest. We have to live with it. We live with the evil and the sin in the world and in our souls. But at the same time, God's seed planting is never ending. God never stops planting seeds. God is always planting seeds within our souls, seeds of goodness and kindness, seeds of peace, seeds of hope. God continues to plant divine seeds of love within our souls. Now, just as this is true of our individual souls, it's even more true of the whole world, of the church and of the whole world. There will always be God's seed planting, and the enemy will always do some weed planting. Now, this doesn't mean that we just sit around and let evil thrive. We never, never can condone evil. Even though it's with us, we don't condone it. God plants good seed in the world. And God's good seed changes people for the better. Now, the most positive part of this parable, I think, is that the good seed thrives until the harvest. The good seed makes it to the harvest. The weeds don't kill the good seed. What God plants in the garden of the world and the garden of our souls is stronger than what the enemy plants. The weeds of the enemy are not more powerful than God. God wins. Joe and I have a tiny garden in our backyard with two big shrubs, two tomato plants, a section of wild flowers. Joe in this section just took some wild flower seeds and just threw them. It's a beautiful section. I just love it. And there's some pansies, and there are lots of weeds. Now, when it's time for me to help with the weeding, based on my mistake 40 years ago, I never weed unless Joe is there. Yes, there have been times when she says, "Don't pull that one, that's a flower." We need to learn the difference between the good and the bad. I still don't know the difference between a young mom and a weed. What I learned was to ask an expert the difference that I'm not capable of making by judgment. This parable is a reminder to the disciples of Jesus that to grow in faith, we need to rely on the divine farmer. We need to rely on God. The disciples of Jesus are wheat and bread for the world. We grow spiritually until the harvest. We grow stronger. We bear good fruit. But we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. Even though we have to deal with evil in the world, even though we have to deal with the weeds, we grow in Christ until the harvest. And so we come to worship. We pray daily. We think about God every single day. We turn our minds, our hearts, and our souls to God every day. We give thanks to God every single day. Even in the midst of weeds, whether they be in our souls or in our world, we continue to give thanks to God for God's love for us, God's presence for us. We are, to use the phrase that Jesus used in this parable, children of the kingdom. God has planted us in the world to bear the fruits of goodness, kindness, peace, and love in our daily lives. Last Sunday's parable was about seed planting. Today's parable is about weed planting. But this is not a how-to sermon. This is a don't do it sermon. Disciples of Jesus are not supposed to become enemies of the divine farmer. The message today is weed planting, don't do it. Unfortunately, it happens. A disciple betrayed Jesus. A disciple denied he even knew Jesus. A disciple cut off the ear of a servant. Disciples in the early church argued with one another all the time. Disciples have judged. Throughout the ages, disciples have done too much weed planting. It needs to stop. So one message today is weed planting, don't do it. Let us pray. Bring to mind the weeds in your little world, in our nation and in the whole world, in the church, and pray to God. Loving God, protect us from the weeds. Bring to mind the divine goodness in your little world, in our nation, in our whole world, in the church, and pray to God. Thank you, loving God, for all the goodness and the love that you continually give us, and for the seeds of love that you plant within us every day. And now listen to the voice of God. You are my child. Please don't plant weeds in my world. Instead, accept and receive the seeds of my love and shine. Children, shine like the sun in my kingdom. Shine. Shine. Shine.